I'm joined by Rory Smith. Me and Rory just on 20 minutes conversation about what you should or shouldn't wear on television off mic, where it will remain. But he was on Five Live's Europa League coverage last Thursday. I was in a place with it on a massive screen, and it's very, very odd to see your friends on enormous screens in front of you. And I was with John Gibbons, and John did a funny thing where he pointed at Rory while he was on the massive screen in order to give Rory the context. Rory's repaid the favour by virtue of the fact that he's obsessed with Phil Blundell and John Gibbons' tweets, and he wants to talk about this today. I know footballers cost money, and that is how it all has to work, but it's very silly that a man is doing a job can't go and do another job. I think I might have mangled John's grammar there. That's my mangling, not his, in the reading. And that was what you said you wanted to talk about today, in the context, at least as a starting point, of Dan Ashworth, Rory.
Yeah, so this is either a sort of really insightful, perceptive reading of an established norm that needs to be challenged, or it's me being quite thick. And it genuinely could be that, I don't know. Man United want Dan Ashworth to be their sporting director, which Johnny Liu has written a column on in The Guardian today, and he makes the completely valid point that Man United is supposed to be weaning themselves off superstar signings, and they appear to be trying to do that by making as many superstar signings off the pitch as possible, which is a delicious irony that we can all appreciate. But I'm really, really interested. It genuinely baffles me why Dan Ashworth, who is an executive, I suppose, is probably the catch-all term for him, should be eligible for a transfer fee. I genuinely don't understand why. You wouldn't demand a transfer fee. In fact, we talked about this on the radio last night. Man City didn't demand a transfer fee for Omar Berada. You wouldn't necessarily expect there to be a transfer fee if the person who's in charge of comms at Everton goes to Man City, you wouldn't expect them to demand a transfer fee. It's just a job. It's a job like we've all got jobs. I don't fully understand why there is an expectation that Newcastle should be reasonably understood to say, well, yeah, you can have Dan Ashworth, but you've got to pay us. I understand completely why Dan Ashworth has a gardening leave period in his contract. Gardening leave is an established construct. It happens all the time.
In a great many jobs.
Happens in lots and lots of jobs. And it makes sense. You know, you don't want someone who's got commercially sensitive information to be able to use that for your competitor. Like if you work in the pharmaceutical industry, you leave, I don't know, GlaxoSmithKline for the other one, you understandably Glaxo don't want you taking your sales data or whatever straight over. So you need to allow some time to elapse. It's also, I think, kind of supposed to be a threat or a punishment or a kind of, you're making people have to think a little bit more about leaving one job for another. So I get gardening leave. I think it's slightly odd, and it has gone under questioned why Dan Ashworth, negotiator supreme, negotiated himself a contract with a 2-year gardening leave period in it. That seems like an extremely long time to be on gardening leave. But the transfer fee genuinely baffles me.